He's more than equipped to tackle any role the world should throw at him. Alongside picking up multiple awards for his performances, he's recently thrown podcasting into the mix too. And it's very good, his podcast. Yeah. Right now, he is the suspect in Channel 4's new drama, Dead Water Fell. David Tennant, welcome to the show.
Am I the suspect, Zoe?
I feel you may have fallen into a trap.
There.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Yeah. I was saying to Jennifer, had she watched it on Friday? She's not seen it yet because she's busy.
Yes.
But you can tell how good something is when it comes to an end, Jennifer, and you're immediately furious that you have to wait a whole week.
Yes.
Oh, gosh, it's so good.
Well,
so,
if you haven't seen episode one, of course, you can catch up tonight.
Then
see episode two straight away.
Straight away.
That's what I recommend, Jennifer.
Excellent. I'm going to be doing that.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so it's two of four, and that's the other thing, it's only four.
It's only four.
Yeah, tell us about Dead Water Fell. Tell us about the doctor who could or could not be a suspect.
I play Dr. Tom Kendrick, who has a lovely family, three beautiful children, a lovely wife, and they are very much the centre of this little village, Kirkdarroch in Scotland. And then a terrible tragedy happens. There's a terrible house fire in their house. I don't want to give too much in case you haven't seen episode one yet. But basically, that from there, lots of things happen.
And
their, their best friends are very much involved. Now, how involved and why involved? It's one of these shows, as soon as you say anything, you start giving things away.
I know, this is very true. Jennifer's just been talking about The Stranger, and she sort of set it up and said, and that's all I can tell you, which is going to Netflix, because you just can't discuss if people haven't seen it. Okay, that's all you're going to tell us.
Pretty much.
But of course, someone could be the suspect. It's one of those as well where
was it an accident, the terrible thing that's happened?
Was it an accident? What's really been going on? Who's been very, very naughty?
Do relationships fall apart?
It looks like relationships have totally fallen apart.
Excellent.
But you know what? It's like real life.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Sometimes people tell you.
Those?
What? I don't know. I mean, there are places. I always used to think if you were Miss
around your house.
I know, if you were if you were Miss Marple, you wouldn't. If you ran into Miss Marple, you'd immediately leave somewhere, wouldn't you? I know. You know when you think, how can these things possibly happen?
One of us will soon die.
But sometimes people tell me stuff about people they know and friends they know, and sometimes crazy stuff does happen.
It's all going on under the surface.
And everybody's all like, no, who, me? So stuff does. I mean, this is pretty brutal, the stuff that goes on in this village, but you know.
It is, but it is all about. Obviously, there's this big inciting incident, but it is all about what has been going on up to that and who's been doing what.
Exactly.
To whom,
and it's kind of all about marriage and who's happy and who's not happy and who wants what and who's the. But it's lovely because you can. There's lots of red herrings, I know already. I start to try and suss these things out.
Absolutely.
And I'm trying to read his face. He is giving nothing away. Can I also say, it's taken me a time, David, but I watched the first episode of Good Omens
yesterday. That's on the telly
goodness, it's on the telly. I know some people will have seen it already on Amazon Prime.
It was on Amazon last year, but now it's on the normal telly.
But now it's on BBC.
Yeah.
It's on Wednesdays. Excellent. The play between yourself and Michael Sheen, it is telly gold.
Oh,
I love it.
Well.
How much fun did you two have doing those
roles? He is great. He is great to act with. Yeah, and we just sort of, we quite enjoyed that, I think. I think we're quite similar in the way we sort of try and play a scene, and we kind of it was fun. So hard. You start talking about acting, you immediately sound deeply pretentious. Don't you? I was about to say it was like a dance. It was like a dance on set. We danced with each other nimbly.
Oh,
we just had a laugh. Is
you
what
just
we
had.
Had we had a
laugh.
So
that's
we,
it. Well, the two of you are really good fun. Yeah. So you can see that it has, and there is just a little magic. Also, the two of you playing, so, you know, it's just I love. It's very. It can be
were
quite
you
camp.
To say camp. You
I was going to say camp,
going for camp.
But
yes.
I love a bit of camp.
Me?
I know.
Camp?
How dare you? How dare you say such a thing? But it is. It's very funny. And also you have this gift of Frances McDormand as the voice of God talking you through the story.
She actually is the voice of God.
They
looked and that's what God sounds like.
Yes,
so,
that is what God sounds like. Also, you got to work with John Hamm.
Yes.
Have you had pleasure of the company of Hamm? Hang on, this sounds like a very strange sentence. No, but he is sort of slightly kind of, you know, people adore him, don't they?
He's very twinkly. Yes, he's very
twinkly.
Twinkly
is the word.
Yes,
that is exactly the word.
Yeah.
I know. Oh, that's all you're telling us, isn't it?
That sort of sums him up. He's
John
one big twinkle.
That's the quote. Get that down. More chat with David and Jennifer after Roachford. 23 minutes past 8. Louise is coming in to sing for us live.
Oh,
the treats, we're just spoiling you today, frankly.